Ben Robinson, PHS, build number 60. Cardiac so that's within normal limits. It's a good inspiratory effort. The lung fields are clear with minimal increased vascular markings. The right and left hemi diaphragms are normal. The osseous structures are within normal limits.
Are within normal limits.
Questionable calcification seen posterior to the cardiac silhouette on the lateral view. And over the hip rib anteriorly. Impression is normal chest film.
Ben Robinson, film 350 KUB.
These films are two films of the abdomen, the osseous structures within normal limits, the liver margin can be seen below the right bulb rib. The gas pattern is the gas pattern in the bowel. Fecal material can be seen above.
The psoas shadow is visible
on the left.
Interpretation is
normal examination.
Edith Parks, chest x-ray, PA and lateral 168, cardiac silhouette within normal size limits, pericardial fat pad noted on the left, apparent adhesion of right hemi diaphragm to the right heart border. Right breast noted to be absent. Lung feels clear. The aorta is minimally tortuous. I mean it, there is moderate osteoporosis noted in the thoracic spine with minimal degenerative disc disease. The other than moderate osteoporosis, there are no bony metastases. Questionable apical, right apical lesion and fibrotic scarring in the lower right lung field. The soft tissues are within normal limits. Impression is that there is possible post-radiation pleural scarring and questionable pulmonary parenchymal fibrosis and lesion noted in the right apex. Donna Stanfield, AP and lateral chest, 41078, film number 220. The cardiac silhouette is within normal limits. The lung fields are clear. It's a good inspiratory effort. Moderate degree of osteoporosis. Moderate degree of osteoporosis. The lung fields are clear. There's a moderate degree of kyphosis. The stomach bubble is noted. The right hemi diaphragm is noted to be higher than the left hemi diaphragm. Questionable calcified nodules in the hyla. Soft tissues are within normal limits. Also commenting on the thoracic spine, osteophytes are noted and syndesmophytes, bridging present about T9 and 10. Impression is a normal chest x-ray. Will Johnson, film 307, PA chest, two films made, one of poor quality due to pre-development exposure. Anyway, cardiac silhouette is grossly enlarged, apparent left ventricular hypertrophy. The lung fields are clear with the exception of increased bilateral vascular markings and a left hilar, what appears to be a left hilar node. The osseous structures are within normal limits. The soft tissues are within normal limits. There is scalloping of the right hemidiaphragm. Compression is an enlarged heart with possible left ventricular hypertrophy. And this patient should be referred for cardiovascular evaluation. Eddie Dennis, film 304, 10-22-78, film of left forearm in cast. Healing of the mid-shaft fracture of the ulna is apparent. This patient is to have follow-up appointment as soon as possible for clinical estimation of healing. Gordon Lockett, X-ray number 286, PA chest, cardiac silhouette within normal limits. The lung fields contain increased vascular markings, and calcifications noted in the right hilar area and the left apical region. Osseous structures within normal limits. Good inspiratory effort. Soft tissues are negative. Impression is a normal exam. Additional note, minimal bronchiectatic changes. Scratch minimal. Bronchiectatic changes in the noted in the inferior lung fields. Derek Johnson, number 338, PA chest, normal cardiac silhouette. The lung fields are clear with a few small questionable calcifications located beneath the third rib anteriorly and between the sixth and seventh rib posteriorly. The osseous structures are within normal limits. Soft tissues are within normal limits. The lung markings are, well, never mind the lung markings. This is a normal film. Normal film with the exception of a few small calcifications in the left lung field. Annette Jones, film 273, PA chest, good inspiratory effort. The cardiac silhouette is within upper limits of normal, questionably enlarged. The hilar markings are increased apparently on the right. The osseous structures are within normal limits. There is a reticular increased reticular interstitial pattern in both lungs. A calcification is noted over the sixth right rib posteriorly. Soft tissues are within normal limits. Patient to be followed up for signs or symptoms of TB and questionable cardiac enlargement.
I'm going to have to see these people tomorrow.
Madeline Brooks, film number 276, cardiac silhouette is within upper limits of normal. It's a good inspiratory effort. The lung fields have a diffuse interstitial pattern, increased vascular markings, and several areas of increased density noted in the right hilum. Questionable calcifications. The osseous structures are within normal limits with moderate degree of osteoporosis. The right hemidiaphragm is indented. The film is essentially a negative examination. With the exception of questionable calcifications in the right lung. This patient should be considered to have TB exposure as part of her history. Possible latent TB. Appreciate Al Cheddar's consultation on this film. Miller Bridgewater 271A. The cardiac silhouette was within upper limits of normal. Questionably within upper limits of normal. It's a good inspiratory effort. The lung fields are clear with questionable increased vascular markings. There are calcifications noted in the hilar area and in the lower left lung field. The diaphragms are scalloped. The osseous structures are within normal limits. There are also questionable apical lesions noted in the right paravertebral area beneath the third rib and in the left apex between the in the fourth posterior interspace and over the second rib anteriorly. The soft tissues are within normal limits other than questionably enlarged cardiac enlargement and latent tuberculosis. This is essentially a negative film. Again, Al Cheddar's consultation would be appreciated on this. Also, on Miller Bridgewater's film, you may note that the aorta is tortuous.
I'm gonna make you mine. good boy. Very strange enchanted boy. Say he wonders every far over land and sea. A little shy. Very wise was he. Then one day, at his day he passed my way, and he spoke of many things, wolves and kings. Yes, he said to me, you could never learn just to love and be loved in return. To be loved in return. Thank you.
us a track for the great cutoff George Benson's LP, Nature Boy. That's from In Flight. George was just in the bed.
Operator!
Parish Effects Manhattan Transfer. Operator, be on Fallen in Love.
Yeah.